getting you home quicker.
This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
It's 5:35 and we're going to do Pub of the Month now. Dom is here. Hello.
Good evening.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did, yes, thank you. Yes, did you?
I did, yeah. Awesome. No, it's pretty enjoyable. Good New Year as well. So it's our first Pub of the Month of 2014 and we're going to try and keep you on the third Friday of the month as well from now on, so everybody will know exactly when and where to find you. And where are we starting today?
So we're starting at the County Arms on Castle Hill, which I have to say I keep forgetting exists. I keep going past it and not remembering it's there.
Oh dear, so, now whereabouts is it? Remind me.
So I think this is part of the problem, is it's sort of between the Shire Hall and the County Hall and the Castle Inn, but on the other side of the road?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know why I just keep missing it, but anyway. So this is a very large Everard's pub. It's got the standard generic mock wooden panelling and wooden floor and wooden tables. And I have to say, it's one of these pubs that's really lacking character just because it's trying to be old and obviously isn't. Big emphasis on food, as you tend to find in these larger pubs.
Yes.
And they have four ales on, two ciders as well on their hand pumps. Only one barmaid on in there when I was in there. Very, very quiet, though. And so as a result, very quick service, but literally only a handful of other people in there on a weekday evening, which was a little disappointing. They don't run any events particularly, so can't score them highly on that one either, unfortunately. So decor gave it a fairly generous 4 out of 5. It's a bit mediocre, but it's okay. Staff 4 out of 5, say nice and quick. Beers 3 out of 5, and community and events 2 out of 5, which gives a total of 13.
Okay, and the next one.
So the next one is a very, very similar pub, and you might recall we've kind of done it before, but not sort of. So this is the Golden Hind on Milton Road, the junction of Milton Road and King's Hedges Road.
We went there. We did a broadcast when Les Ray and his musical partner Deirdre were doing their Valentine's Day.
It was
thing,
Valentine's Day,
it?
Yes, and it was also Pub of the Month Day. So
yes,
we did.
It's all coming back to me now.
I already had four pubs lined up, and so we kind of tagged the Golden Hind on at the end and said we must do it properly sometime. And then we completely forgot. And it's only when I was going back through the 2013 records that I realised that we'd not done it again. So I went back in there. This is another very large chain pub. In fact, even larger than the County Arms. And as a result, it never seems busy. Whenever I'm in there, there's people just spread out. Big central bar, 6 hand pumps, but again, it's got that sort of generic, no particular attempt at character thing going on.
It's quite sprawling, I find, when
I'm in
there.
It is, exactly. And I think that's why I've given it slightly less than the County Arms on its decor score. Again, a food emphasis, but it does have benefit from a large car park at the rear. I'd say it's right on that very busy junction of Milton Road and King's Hedges Road. There was quite loud music on in there, so it wouldn't have been ideal for having a conversation, even though you're spread out and there's not that many other people in there, which may be to some tastes. But very interestingly, it does have a lot of music events, particularly on upstairs, and theatre events. It also hosts the Cambridge Folk Club every Sunday. So, gave it 3 out of 5 for decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff. There was just one person serving, but being a bit slow about it. 4 out of 5 for the beer. 4 out of 5 for the events, which gives it 14 out of 20.
Okay, so 2 more pubs to come. Which ones are we going to be doing next?
We're going to be going to the Champion of the Thames, and before that, the Carpenter's Arms. And the Carpenter's Arms, well, it's a new year, and so it felt just right to do a pub which is under brand new management. The landlord of the Carpenter's Arms has only been in there for a week.
That's a bit unfair, isn't it, to do it? Just, only just got his feet under the table?
Well, I didn't actually know this at the time.
Okay.
I went in there and the landlord was at the bar and explained that it was his first week. So great to see there's someone else taking over one of the pubs. And it's a pub I didn't really know before, so I can't actually compare it to the previous management. This is, again, fairly large. It's on Victoria Road, so there's not too many other pubs in the area. Wooden floor. The sort of standard pastel green painted wooden walls. Very simple, but nicely decorated and whereas the other two pubs that I said didn't have very much character, this is completely the opposite. There is a piano at the bar.
A piano?
A piano.
Can you go and play it?
It looks all ready to play. There's music on it, all ready to go.
I like this.
There is also, because it's the Carpenter's Arms, a series of saws on the bar. I think they are well attacked, so I don't think they can be taken. But
there's no health and safety issues involved.
I trust not.
Okay.
But yes, definitely lots of character in there. It's currently got four hand pumps. I gather they're planning to get a fifth. And a sort of good mix of sofas, chairs, different types of table, depending on how you like it. There were two staff on. Unfortunately, there was only one other person in there when I was in there on Wednesday evening. So perhaps it just needs a little time to tick over as the new landlord is settling in. Don't do any events yet, but they're keen on that sort of idea, I gather. And they've sort of obviously do the standard dinners and things, and they have rooms upstairs as well. So not a particularly wonderful score on many of the categories, but definitely well worth watching, I think, as the new landlord settles in. And, of course, we've got the Blue Moon to watch as well over the course of this year. So
I noticed that the Blue Moon have extended their opening hours ever so slightly.
Yes.
I'm forgetting precisely what they are, but the key thing is I know they're now open on a Monday where they weren't previously.
They weren't previously, that's right.
So I also noticed they've drawn the curtains as well most of the time, so you can't see. And initially when you went past, there wasn't that many people in, and I think that's quite a good technique, actually. It's one of these strange things, whereas drawing the curtains will probably encourage more people in than leaving them open.
Interesting you mention that as we come on to the next pub, but before we do that, the scores for the Carpenter's Arms gave them 5 out of 5 for the decor and character, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the beers, and 2 out of 5 for the events, but that's because there isn't very much going on there quite yet, which is 14 out of 20.
Okay. One more to go.
One more to go, and it's the Champion of the Thames on King Street. And this is the last of the King Street run pubs to do. And, well, it's small. There are two bars in there and very, very cramped. And you mentioned a moment ago about the curtains being closed and this being a good way of inviting people in. Yes, as long as it doesn't look closed. Because when I went up to the King Street, to the Champion of the Thames, the curtains were drawn. The door was closed, and because it's very dimly lit inside, you couldn't see any lights on from outside. So it's only by trying the door that I actually eventually discovered that there were people inside.
So the Blue
there.
Moon's got signs, so you know. That's fairly
probably,
key.
Yeah, probably a good thing. And you can, I think you can see the lights of the Blue Moon.
Yeah, no,
it's
obvious that they're open for business.
So it definitely lost points for appearing to be closed, but it was actually very busy inside and lots of students in there, so perhaps they didn't need the extra custom. So two very cheery barmen, obviously knew a lot about their beers they were serving, and a very quick service, very sort of I'd say low light, made it look a bit dingy, and they had dark orange painted walls, which again in the low light situation makes it look even more dingy. Nice little touches though, books on the mantelpiece above the fireplace. The fire wasn't lit sadly, but looks very, very nice, sort of a kind of an Edwardian feel about it. And I have to say it's not as bad as I remembered. I had this vague memory that Champion of the Thames wasn't a great place to go, but actually I had to reverse my opinion on that one. So, gave it 3 out of 5 for the decor. Might have been more had it not been closed or appeared closed. 4 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beers. They had 5 hand pumps on, and 3 out of 5 for the community and events. So that's another 14 out of 20.
How many 14s out of 20 did we have there, Dom?
3.
Okay, and what was the fourth pub? What did they get?
The fourth pub was the County Arms. We've got 13.
Oh.
So we have a 3-way tie, which isn't very helpful.
How are we going to decide this, then?
Well, I'm thinking, if you remember when we had a tie on the week that we did the Cambridge Brewhouse.
Yes.
And I said, because it's new, I'm going to give my casting vote to that one. So I think I'm going to do likewise and give my casting vote to the Carpenter's Arms, but very, very close run thing. And the interesting thing is that although they've tied, they have each very, very different characteristics. I think that's a critical thing. The Carpenter's Arms is also talking about becoming a gin and tonic specialist pub.
Oh, really?
Which could be interesting. Keep an eye on it.
Competition for the pint shop.
Mm. Indeed. Have you been in there?
I have. I keep meaning to go. And for whatever reason, I sort of been sort of logistical reasons, usually the fact I'm going to be driving later right. and myself and Jin shouldn't have really be no, hanging around for too long together because it just leads to trouble.
Okay. Anyway,
thank you very much, Dom. There will be a podcast of all of this on our website, cambridge105.fm, over the next couple of days or so. Dom, we will see you on the third Friday of February.
You will?
Whatever that is, I haven't checked. Probably should.
20th, 21st, something like that.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you then.